13 Americans have won an Olympic gold medal in individual figure skating. For Scott Hamilton, his gold medal is just a footnote in a story that has led him through ups and downs to now the happiest moment of his life. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You've heard from me about the amazing opportunities this faith-based company offers to folks both in the country and the city. Maybe you've been thinking of ways to earn extra money or even begin a new career, connect with others, or just find something you enjoy. Let me share with you how you can get started at no cost to you. This is the perfect time to check out 31. You can connect with me and my team at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. Begin the new year with 31 today.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to
fall
over. Anything he might need.
There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scott Hamilton won the gold medal for figure skating at the 1984 Olympic Games, yet one of his biggest challenges came in the 1990s when he was diagnosed with cancer.
At that point in my life, I was on top of the world but at the bottom of my heart. I was really struggling with the way I was living and the decisions I'd made and how to conduct things.
The first occurrence was in 1997. Later, doctors found he had a brain tumor. He says cancer was a strange blessing because it refocused his life on family and faith. He did not see himself as a victim, but used cancer as a way to reach others.
And I decided that I was going to handle it the way my mother handled it. It was all about laughing and all about her coming up with the most positive spin on the most tragic situation.
Today, he's still a skating commentator, but his life is devoted to helping others and sharing a message of faith and hope.
So it comes down to loving the least of these and looking after widows and orphans and feeding people that can't feed themselves and giving medical treatment to people that have no access. I mean, if you have appendicitis in Haiti, you're dead. If you have an impacted wisdom tooth in Haiti, you're dead. I mean, how? Why? It's nothing. It's an hour and 20-minute flight off from Miami.
Scott is now married with two boys. At one time, he never expected he'd have a family.
Now I'm involved in more things, and I'm more open to, you know, kind of like, come on, everybody. Let's do this. I'm just happier.
Scott enjoys sharing his time, talents, and Christian faith with those he meets. In many ways, his gold medal is just an afterthought in a journey that's brought him closer to friends, family, and helping to do good for others. Traveling the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.